Friendship Set on Fire, a pod together party favor project set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Written by Cirque Bamboo. With Black Glass as Pepper Potts.
And Rena Jenkins as Natasha Romanova.
And Cirque Bamboo as Maria Hill.
To Maria Hill at maria.hill@smail.com. From Pepper Potts at pepper.potts@smail.com. Subject: Training. Date: May 1st, 2014, 9:30:14. Maria, as per our conversation over lunch yesterday, please forward this email to the mutual acquaintance we discussed for the purposes we discussed. Sincerely, if vaguely, yours, Pepper Potts.
2. Pepper Potts at pepper.potts@smail.com. From blank@noreply.com. Subject: Reply, Forward, Training.
8 p.m. Friday?
On May 1st, 2014, at 10:05:23, Maria Hill, maria.hill@smail.com, wrote, "Pepper would like to get into contact with you. M.H." Forwarded message below.
To blank@noreply.com. From Pepper Potts at pepper.potts@smail.com. Subject: Reply, Forward, Training. Yes, that would work. Does Stark Tower work for you? Pepper.
2. Pepper Potts at pepper.potts@smail.com. From blank@noreply.com. Subject: Reply, Forward, Training.
Yes, I'll find you then.
2. blank@noreply.com. From Pepper Potts at pepper.potts@smail.com. Subject: Reply, Forward, Training. I'll be on the 65th floor, in the gym. No need to search.
2. Pepper Potts at pepper.potts@smail.com. From blank@noreply.com. Subject: Reply, Forward, Training.
Aw, you took half the fun out of it. Kidding. N.R.
There was no reply. Transcript from Jarvis's security video. Generated automatically. Video was deleted as part of routine deletions 48 hours later. May 2nd, 2014. 19:59:48. Oh, hi, Natasha.
That's new.
Oh, this old glowing thing? It's stable. I don't set things on fire unless I'm trying to.
Do you need me or the Human Torch?
I need someone I can trust to help me with physical activity, training, sparring, and the like, until I know I won't hurt anyone.
You don't think you're going to hurt me?
I think you're smart enough not to let me.
True enough. Now tell me about Extremis.
Oh, so as it turns out, you do know about it.
Only a little.
It's a self-replicating virus. We haven't tested the full extent of what the stabilized version does, but I'm strong. Very strong. I can punch through, well, pretty much everything, and I can heal anything. Well, I fell a couple hundred feet and was fine afterwards, so make your own call. And, well, I can touch things and set them on fire, and I can spit flame.
You know, if I did know the Human Torch, I'd probably call him in for a consult. You can put that away now.
Sorry.
No problem. So, why me? Your boyfriend has access to a range of superheroes. Seems to me one of the indestructible ones would be better.
I do like it when you call Tony my boyfriend. Usually I'm the girlfriend. Also, you seem pretty indestructible to me. And you're female. I didn't think that would matter until I tried training with Happy, and Tony, and Rhodey, and they don't understand.
And you think I might?
Maria thought you might.
All right.
All right, you will?
Yes. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., right here. And if Tony Stark shows up, I will throw him out, regardless of how many weeks post-op he is.
Jarvis made a note that Agent Romanoff looked directly at all 6 cameras in the room in turn after making that threat.
He won't be there. If he's ever out of bed at 6 in the morning, he's in the labs. Anyway, he's off with Rhodey right now.
As in, with Rhodey.
Yes. You sound unsurprised.
We'd suspected, never officially confirmed. Partly to protect Colonel Rhodes.
I love how S.H.I.E.L.D. has opinions on my love life.
So you're all...
polyamorous? In an open relationship? Yes. But no, I'm not sleeping with Rhodey, if that's what you're asking.
It was and it wasn't. Tomorrow morning?
See you then, Natasha.
Wear good workout clothing this time, but at some point you're going to have to learn to fight in a skirt and heels.
Okay.
Jarvis, make a note on my calendar for tomorrow morning, and another note that I need to find some outfits that I don't care if I wreck.
Noted, ma'am.
Thanks. Do you know what she meant by it was and it wasn't?
I couldn't say, ma'am.
Yes, of course not. Anyway, thanks.
At this point, Miss Potts went to the treadmill and requested a soundtrack of loud girl power tunes.
Two. Pepper. From Natasha. Subject. No subject. Date, May 3rd, 2014, 11:42:34.
We didn't set a time for our next meeting. How about Monday morning, same time? N.R.
To Natasha. From Pepper. Subject, reply, no subject.
I have a board meeting at 9 a.m. on Monday, so can we move it back to 5:30? Pepper.
2. Pepper. From Natasha. Subject. Reply. No subject.
5:30 is fine. Don't forget to practice falling on your left side as often as your right. N.R.
To Natasha. From Pepper. Subject. Reply. No subject.
Yes, but it hurts more on the left side.
To Pepper. From Natasha. Subject. Reply. No subject.
That's not my fault.
To Natasha. From Pepper. Subject. Scheduling. Date. May 5th, 2014. 02:31:23.
I'm going to have to cancel tomorrow morning. It's 2:30 and I am still not done with this... Well, you wouldn't care what exactly, but I'm not done with it. Tuesday morning?
2. Pepper. From Natasha. Subject. Reply. Scheduling.
Yes. Get some sleep if you can. Do Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from here on out work for you, with allowances for our respective travel schedules? N.R.
To Natasha. From Pepper. Subject, reply, scheduling.
Thank you. And yes, those mornings should work. I am going to be in California next weekend. Not the one coming up, but the one after that, the weekend of the 17th. But that should only lose us one session.
To Pepper. From Natasha. Subject. Reply. Scheduling.
Thanks for the heads up. We'll consider how to reschedule after you get back.
To Pepper. From Natasha. Subject. Reply. Scheduling. Date. May 9, 2014. 6:18:04.
I didn't get to tell you during Thursday's session, but you're progressing very quickly.
N.R.
To Natasha. From Pepper. Subject, reply, scheduling.
Thanks. It's probably the... well, you know.
To Pepper. From Natasha. Subject, reply, scheduling.
It's not. I have known you for years, and don't think we didn't have a file about you almost as thick as Stark's. I could tell you down to the inch the specific differences between how you moved 4 years ago and how you move now. And taking all that into consideration, you are still progressing very quickly. The sparring is at least as much about your mind as your body, and that, to my knowledge, was relatively unaffected. Don't underestimate yourself. N.R.
Image. Receipt for a set of 8 black rose truffles from Key's Chocolates. Dated May 9th, 2014. 10:02:34. A delivery charge was included.
Text messages. Dated May 9th, 2014. Starting at 14:56:03. Unknown.
How did you know where to send the chocolate?
I asked Maria.
Ah. Thank you. They're my favorites. Did you ask Maria that too?
No, I guessed, and then picked the flavor that sounded the best.
You chose well. You don't need to bribe me with chocolates to keep helping you, but I'm not gonna say no.
Obviously not. Grin. You're welcome, and thank you. Text messages, dated May 19th, 2014, starting at 18:32:34. I can't make it tomorrow morning.
Bad weekend?
Long weekend. Too much work. I don't know when I'll get to sleep.
Alright. Thursday morning still okay?
Yes. Thank you for understanding.
Note. Attached to a Heartbreaker Blend Macchiato from Cafe Grumpy's, and a pair of green tea truffles from Keys Above. 5:21:14.
I'm going to be out of town for the next few weeks, and unavailable by either cell or email. My apologies. This was rather last minute for everyone involved. See you in July. N.R.
Notes. Written in cipher on scrap paper in a safe house in middle of nowhere Russia and immediately burned on the stove. The ashes wet down and then scattered because Clint is a persistent asshole and wouldn't shut up. Undated, but written between May 25th, 2014 and June 29th, 2014.
Plan. Assume she's been practicing alone for however long it is. Done. Falls, rolls, tuck. Started. Punches, kicks, blocks. Need to start. Throws, close fighting. Anything where she might touch someone else for more than the length of a punch or kick. Ugh. Fireproof suit? Human torch? Fireproof suit for me? Cap's suit is fire retardant. Who designed it? Ask Coulson. Bring more coffee. Wait, no. Find out if she liked the last coffee first. Of course she liked the last coffee. You know she likes macchiatos. Macchiati? Them. What else does she like?
Not strawberries.
Chocolate? Boring. Shoes? Too many variables. Flowers? Boring. Music? Ballet? Probably already has season tickets. We'll check next time I have computer access.
Jewelry?
I have to wait until I get back to NYC or at least civilization. What are you doing, Romanoff?
The rest of the paper was largely scribbled out drawings of flowers.
Notes dictated to Jarvis and then immediately deleted. June 22nd, 2014. 22:24:11. Jarvis, take notes, please. Total time spent practicing, 23 hours. Objective measurement of increase in ability. No, that's... Jarvis, delete that. Jarvis, when am I leaving for California? Oh yes, Tuesday. Right. So I have time to practice once more before then, and I hope Tony's finished the gym. He has? Thank you. Before then I have to... Oh hell, when's the Maria Stark Foundation event next week? Thursday the 3rd, that's right. Is my dress the, you know, the white and silver one, back from the tailor? Tomorrow. Yeah, of course. It's on my schedule, to pick it up after I go get the shoes. I don't know why I'm... Yes, I know I should go to bed. Natasha, she's still in Russia, right? Yes, of course I know I'm not supposed to know. You don't have any way of calculating when she'll be back, right? I didn't think so. I'll just... You know, I really should go to bed. I just... It's probably a good thing I'm seeing Tony in a couple of days. I have so much to do tomorrow, and I don't want to do any of it. I know, I know. Thanks, Jarvis. You can stop taking notes now, if you didn't already. And delete all that. There's nothing important there. Recording ended, at Miss Potts' request.
Text messages. Dated July 1st, 2014. 5:34:23.
I'm back in the country. Do you want to meet on Thursday?
Oh, yes, please.
See you then.
Transcript from Jarvis's security video. Generated automatically. Video was deleted as part of routine deletions 48 hours later.
It's so good to see you.
You too. Let's see what you remember. Did you warm up?
Yes, of course. Like you showed me.
Okay. Hit me.
All right.
Try again. 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 Stop. Pepper, focus. Your hair is on fire.
Sorry. Oh, dear.
I think it's out now. The good news is that you didn't lose any.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Just distracted.
Obviously.
Yes, well.
Sorry. Do you want to talk about it?
Not really. Just... Well. Tonight's the gala. Tony left me a message in the middle of the night saying that he wouldn't be able to make it, and I read it right before I got here. And it's not a problem. I can go to the gala alone, but...
Well, you don't have to go alone.
Oh, I know. I could probably call up... Wait, were you offering to go with me?
Well...
Oh, goodness, Natasha. Would you be my date to the Maria Stark Foundation Gala? I can't guarantee it'll be fun. But, well, you're welcome to make rude comments about New York's glitterati.
Yes. Yes, of course I'll go with you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's black tie. I know it's short notice, but do you want to... I mean, I know some people who can...
It's fine. I can handle getting a dress, but thank you.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. We're both welcome. Now punch me.
Well, if you insist. Conversation effectively stopped here.
The following email was drafted and immediately deleted. 2. Clint Barton. From Natasha Romanoff. Subject: No subject. Date: July 3rd, 2014. 7:51:26.
Pepper asked me to be her date for the Maria Stark Foundation Charity Gala tonight. I need your help with makeup. I don't know if she meant date or date. I don't know what to wear. She offered to help, but I said no, I had my own resources. I have about 4 hours to find someone to do my hair before I'll have to do it myself. I have no idea what I'm doing. You know what? I'm just gonna call.
The following email was drafted, but never sent. To Maria Hill. From Pepper Potts. Subject: Natasha. Date: July 3rd, 2014. 10:23:02. Maria, I think I just asked Natasha on a date. Or something that could be a date. And I don't even know if she likes women or if she knows that it could be a date. What am I doing? Oh God, this is a disaster. Explosion at Maria Stark Foundation Gala. Reuters, July 4th, 2014. By staff. At 8:32 p.m. in the ballroom on the second floor of Stark Tower on Park Avenue, during the Maria Stark Foundation's Independence Day Gala, an explosion of unknown origin occurred. Captain Gregory Villicana of the NYFD says that the explosion was mostly localized. The bar, which was attended only by a single bartender at the time, was destroyed, along with nearly $100,000 worth of wine, beer, and liquor. The bartender sustained minor injuries, but was not taken to the hospital. Industrialist and recent parolee Justin Hammer, formerly of Hammer Industries, suffered the brunt of the blast. He is in serious condition at Mount Sinai, Beth Israel. Virginia Pepper Potts, CEO of Stark Industries, and her date,
an unidentified red-headed woman, were near the blast as well, but neither woman suffered more than superficial injuries. The Maria Stark Foundation is a 501c3 charity based in New York City that sponsors community development initiatives and has been working to help rebuild neighborhoods in need since the destruction in 2012. It was founded in 1965 by Maria Stark, wife of billionaire industrialist Howard Stark, and mother to former Stark Industries CEO and current CTO Anthony Tony Stark, also known as Iron Man.
Maria Stark Foundation Gala Explosion. I was there. The Gothamist, July 4th, 2014, by Melissa Follett. As a restaurant critic, I am rarely called upon to discuss hard news, such as an explosion in a building, or business news, such as the goings-on of a local nonprofit foundation, and what seems to be a new volley in the ongoing war between Stark Industries and Hammer Industries. And yet, last night I was present at an event that, while not perhaps important enough to rate a front-page headline, still caused my editor to send me a request for my thoughts on the matter. Well, I can say that the canapés were delicious. The Maria Stark Foundation has always chosen excellent catering for its events, and this was no different. I had several tiny foie gras savory truffles, and two of the most exquisite crab cakes that I have had in weeks, before I succumbed to the glory of the raspberry brie bites and the Belgian chocolate cheesecake. Possibly more important was the drink I had, a traditional dry martini perfectly mixed by the bartender, a young man named Peter Parker, who I am given to believe works for another publication in town and only moonlights as a bartender. If you ask me, he should give up photography and mix drinks full-time, but that is immaterial at the moment. I was just fishing the last of the olives out of my glass when, lo and behold, I heard the not-so-dulcet tones of Justin Hammer behind me. We have met. He fancies himself a foodie. However, it was not myself that he was greeting. It was Pepper Potts, Tony Stark's former PA, now CEO, and, I thought, girlfriend. But she looked rather cozy with the woman who accompanied her that night, whose lush red curls were many shades darker than Pepper's famed strawberry blonde locks. Then again, this also isn't a gossip column, so I shall continue with the story. I couldn't discern the actual words being spoken, but I did hear the tones, and Ms. Potts' tone was not that of a woman overly pleased with the person speaking to her. A few moments later, pitches began to rise, and Pepper's lovely friend, I presume, commented in dark, throaty tones. I couldn't actually say whether it was a threat or not, but oh, dear readers, it was either that or a very strong promise. What with the distance and a lucky passing server carrying more of those raspberry brie bites, I missed exactly what happened next. But when I turned around, Justin Hammer was on his back on the bar, and young Mr. Parker was dragging him off just as several bottles of what I presume was high-proof alcohol exploded. Pepper and her date were running away, as graceful in sky-high heels as ever, and the security guards hastily cleared the scene, including yours truly. No one appears to be clear about what exactly happened while I was otherwise occupied, but I am certainly glad that I was not injured, and neither was much of anyone else. Justin Hammer's injuries do not appear to be life-threatening, and I have heard that he will recover without any problems. It was, I must say, a much more exciting gala than was predicted. The raspberry brie bites were still the best part of the evening.
Comment on the Gothamist article by Pepper Potts, typed out under an anonymous name, and deleted before posting. They were camembert tartlets with raspberry grape cardamom compote, you uneducated ninny!
Text messages. Started at July 4th, 2014, 13:34:02.
The Reuters article was suitably vague, wasn't it?
It's true. It's probably better that they didn't get all the details of the fight.
I don't think they noticed you setting your cocktail on fire.
I don't think they saw you pulling me out of the way.
Text typed out by NR, but deleted.
You mean that part where your hand ended up in my cleavage?
Like you said, it's better that way.
That was a great right hook you had, though. I didn't teach you that.
No, Happy did. He's actually a decent boxer. Traditional techniques. When he's not distracted by his opponent. Not important, though.
It was a lot of fun to see you plant that on Hammer, and then throw your flaming drink at him.
Yeah. Too bad it then set the entire mess on fire. Some minutes later. There's a Gothamist article with more details. It's on the front page right now if you didn't see it. I didn't even know that Melissa Follett was there.
I wouldn't know what she looked like anyway.
She was the one wearing the ironic 80s prom dress.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Is there anything in the Gothamist article that you would like the PR department to fix?
No. Is there anything incorrect in the article?
Phone call between Natasha Romanoff and Pepper Potts, July 4th, 2014, starting at 13:50:42. Melissa intimated that we're actually dating.
Yes?
Technically speaking, we aren't.
Do you do that sort of thing?
Date?
Date without Stark being involved. Date women.
Yes and yes.
Okay. What are you doing tonight?
Seeing you, I hope.
Fair. The article's all accurate.
Yes. Yes, it is. The end. Reader's notes. Hi, this is Black Glass. First of all, thank you for listening. So this podfic turned out to be such a wonderful little revelation. We started out with the germ of an idea, which was to focus on two female characters. And then Rena started pitching all these wonderful ideas, and before we knew it, it became this big multimedia thing with embedded images, fan mixes, and recipes, and baked goods. It truly turned out to be a great collaborative process, and I want to give a big kudos to Cirque Bamboo, who took all of our suggestions and really wrote this in a way that allowed us to make this as much of a multimedia experience as possible, while still allowing it to stand alone as an audio project. I also want to thank Rena Jenkins, who, by the way, made most of the images in this, and who created the fan mix as well. I've wanted to work with her for a very long time, and I'm so glad we finally got the opportunity. Everything about her performance in this podfic made me smile as I put this together. So once again, thank you for listening. Please check out their related works, and please do check out Rena Jenkins and Cirque Bamboo's other works.
Reader's Notes. Hey, this is Rena Jenkins. Wow. This has been an amazing experience. This whole thing started as just a one-off, maybe something dialogue-driven, and it totally spun out of control in the best way possible into this wholly immersive multimedia project. You should absolutely and entirely check out the fan mixes that go with this, as well as the... what was it? Delicious cranberry brie tarts. No, they're not tarts. They're better than tarts. So you should check that out as well. I would like to give an amazing thank you to Blackglass, who was the first person to get this project rolling, and for welcoming me on board, and to Cirque Bamboo for writing this in the first place and taking all this sort of input from the both of us and just making it a most beautiful, amazing thing. And just everything about this story makes me so happy. It really does. I love the whole experience of Pond Together, and for a party favor, you know, party favors are sort of off the cuff. If you want to just fill something out real quick and throw something together, they're usually short and spurious, but this one has taken on a life of its own in the best way possible. And it was an amazing experience for me. So, thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out the associated works because they're awesome. Don't forget to check out Other Stuff by Blackless, who is an amazing podficker and did all the special effects for this. So give her, like, an extra kudos if you can. Log out and kudos back in it and just be like, shit hot damn, you did such a cool job with this. And also for Cirque Bamboo for giving the words that made this whole project alive. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Pod Together 2014 as well. Have a nice day.
Author's notes. Thank you so much to Blackglass for instigating this, and to Rena Jenkins for jumping on, and thanks to La 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 Lee for beta work and then challenging me to make the recipe, and thanks to Fake Jungle Lobo for looking over the recipe and making sure I didn't forget something obvious like salt. Anyway, this was a lot of fun, ladies, and I think we should definitely do it again.